Well, hello.
How are you?
Good. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you okay. Hold on. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, we can. Yeah.
All right, great.
Hi,
I'm gonna
Susan.
mute.
Hey, well, I think it's just
Just the two of
the
us
two of
again?
you. Yes. Waited here. I guess we have one more minute. We can wait.
That's why I'm muted. I'm over here like doing work and I work out loud and I don't want you to hear me going, it says to fill in the blue cells, but it really is gray and marrant. But I'll pay attention when I hear it come to order, Brian.
Sounds good.
That's there it is.
I'm sorry, what?
I didn't look at the back side of this, so I couldn't see the
Oh, okay.
CSO thing.
Okay, let's call the meeting to order for the January 12th special meeting. We have Commissioner Roy Yori,
Present.
Commissioner Susan Stinnett,
Present.
okay, the first item on our agenda is to approve the records clerk eligibility list. Oh no, I guess the minutes. I forgot that. That's not on here. Go ahead and approve the minutes from December. Is there a
So
vote?
moved.
Moved by Roy. Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
Yeah. How was that?
Okay.
Hey, I feel like I beat you to the second on that.
I'm pretty quick to the
You were, Raymond. You were. Slow it down, sir.
I didn't see you there for a second, and just now I just didn't notice you. Okay.
I'm a
Well,
ninja.
welcome. Oh, welcome. Chief, welcome, Ray. So the first item is to approve the records clerk eligibility list. There is one person on the list. Is there a motion to approve the records clerk list?
So moved.
So, second. I didn't
Okay.
see the record. What was the name of the records one? I didn't get to see that person.
There's one individual. It's to be approved on. But we just had interviews recently. There's doing the backgrounds on this individual, and they were are going to be hired February 1st.
What's that person's name?
Her name is Casey Gallagher. She's currently working in the city clerk's office, so it's a promotion for her. Yeah.
Copy.
Yes, the chief likes to hire records clerks from the city clerk's office. So it's not on your sheet, is it? It's on the third page. You don't have the list there, and it on the attachment.
Copy.
Okay. Next item on the list is the approving the community services officer eligibility list. Is there a motion to approve the list?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
It's been approved. Okay, any business chief, other business chief?
No, I just, I don't know why I got an invite on Teams and BlueJeans. I just clicked on the one that said join online, so I'm not sure why I got two different invites to this.
Okay, but well, I apologize for that.
No problem. We will be hopefully having another special meeting for a lateral and exceptional list. We're having boards. Did we pick a date yet, Brian, for those?
I was trying to do it the 19th, maybe next Thursday.
So we will be coming back to you for that. We currently have two in background and we have three vacancies. So we're hoping to pick up at least one lateral from this list and possibly an exceptional, which means they've already had the academy, which would save us some time downstream. But if not, we have two entry levels that are finishing up the background now. So we're hopeful that, you know, within the next month or two, we'll have all three positions, vacant positions, at least hired.
Brian, for police. You interviewed all those folks already?
We've interviewed the two entry levels that are in background right now. And then next week, the 19th, which is Thursday, we'll be interviewing two laterals and one exceptional. So once they do that, then we can I can have the chief's interviews and we can decide who moved forward in that process. So
hey, that's great. Good job.
We have some good candidates, which we're very, very excited about. And the entry levels we're excited about, too. So it's good to have a plethora of good candidates. What was that? I'm sorry, Susan.
I said some diversity make me happy.
Yes, indeed. I know that one of them that's in the background is, I'm not sure because we can't ask what the ethnicity is, but it appears to be of Hispanic descent. And then I know we have a Polynesian on the lateral and a female. And I'm not sure the one's from out of state, from Colorado. And we don't see names. All we see, we just happen to, I talked to the one exceptional and we know the lateral is a fish and wildlife agent that we've been recruiting for several years that works very closely with our folks. Not that we have a lot of fish and wildlife violations, but they kind of use our office as their hub. So he jumped right in during the wildfires to help us out, and he's kind of his partners.
I was just going to ask if that's how you knew him, was from the wildfires.
Yeah,
we've got a coyote in the front yard these last couple of nights. Can we get him on that?
Yeah, I saw there was one down at the bottom of Skyland Drive in that retention pond down there too. During the day, middle of the day, when I was on my lunch.
Oh, ours night. Have been at nighttime. I'll be on the lookout in the day.
Yeah. So other than that, I don't have any other business.
Hey, Chief. Just for my knowledge, what's full staffing for BLPD?
We just got approved by the council for two more officers in 2023, which will bring us up to 33 sworn.
So just a little FYI for anybody. I was just told yesterday, I have 150 sworn in Federal Way, and we're going to be about 47 short here really soon.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, chew on.
Holy smokes, Raymond. What do you do?
Lots of overtime and lots
you
of
gonna
suck
be
it up.
Shagging
and
patrol calls?
Good Lord, sir, I'm really looking to retire as soon as humanly possible. So I hope not. We'll see. But yeah, it's a 47 down, and that's included the guys in the academy and FTO and light duty and admin leave and blah 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 blah.
Basically, a third of your sworn staff.
Yeah,
this our warehouse is in Kent, and we literally had several break-ins where we had videotape of the people that were doing it. We had their names, their phone numbers. We knew everything. And the Kent Police Department was just so, it was like, if it wasn't a murder, they just didn't have time to send a detective, even though we had all the evidence. We even went and got the truck back. Like, we went and knew where to get the truck. But gosh, I'm sorry to...
Our detective staff is absolutely decimated. I think we're down to two, maybe one, in traffic. Yeah, it's just, we're just robbing Peter to pay Paul at this point. And lots of old fellers and fellettes looking to leave this year. It's the crisis is going to, it's not going to change for at least a decade, in my opinion.
Oh, for sure. There was a big article in the New York Times yesterday that the last time that there was a recession recovery, recovery was quick because so many boomers were not yet ready to retire. This time around, the boomers, like you just said, are ready to retire. And so that big population is unavailable.
Yeah,
so
we're easily losing double digits this year.
Yeah, it's going to be a rough go. Well, good for you, Brian, that you're getting people on board.
Well, we're happy. The wait time to get into the academy, though, is not great. It's we're hearing 6 to 9 months just to get them into the academy, and then it's about a 5.5 month academy, and then probably, if all goes well, a 12-week FTO. So it's going to be almost 2 years if we hire an entry level until they will be functioning on their own. That's if everything goes well.
And
that's if you don't lose them during the 2 years, or a coyote bites them.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, we sent one of our cops up to be an instructor, and that seems to be a way to streamline getting folks in without that 6 to 9 months, if your staffing allows. And, again, 47 short, we sent one up, even though staffing didn't allow, just so we can start getting these kids through. And we got them quitting in the academy and then failing the FTO process. It's junk everywhere, Chief.
It is. And we had somebody assigned to the academy just for that, too. And then they booted him out because he wouldn't get vaccinated. And then now they wanted him to come back because the contractors no longer have to be. But now the director has said that you have to be vaccinated, even though it's no longer a mandate, because he was willing to go back. So, yeah, it's
so
a
we
mess.
Just, that's interesting. We just hired somebody who's not vaccinated, and it's our first non-vaccinated hire since the pandemic. But we made that decision based on the fact that now, you know, we're out of the deadly part, and heck, RSV is worse this year than COVID. But it was a conversation that we were having about supply demand and what's the risk now. And it really isn't to your fellow employees, it's to yourself. So that was our choice anyway.
Yeah.
2 years at best, Chief, and I'm out. I'm out.
One of those that's leaving.
I was running numbers yesterday. We'll see what happens.
Oh boy.
I'm two bad days away.
Brian,
Raymond, what's your rank there at Federway?
No.
What's your position there at Federway, Raymond?
I'm a commander. Signed a patrol right now. Okay. It went from grades and swings to day shift this year. I'm also in charge of my civil disturbance unit, which is our riot team, and I oversee all the riot teams in South King County. I oversee anybody in my rank gets about 122 assignments. I oversee the peer support program, the chaplaincy program, the AED program, bombs on K9. I'm sure there's a ton of other things that I don't even realize that I've assigned.
We should ask what you don't do.
I used to live in Federal Way, and my son was friends with Casey Jones's kid.
Oh yeah, Jonesy's still there. He's currently overseeing the entire Valley SWAT. So the teams that I look at for Riot, he oversees all the SWAT teams. Very active. Just ran for state rep. Fortunately, didn't win because we won't have to not see him there. But I don't know what his long term goals are. But I know a lot of us just. It's a different type of police work right now, and I'm not going to overly indulge in that. But it's time for a lot of us old guys to start flipping burgers, greeting people at Walmart or Costco, or whatever it is I plan to do, fish, hunt, whatever.
Start a new gig, man. You can be a fishing guide and sure run could. Your own little business. And yeah.
Yeah,
well, I just found out, Ray, you have a side business that's very interesting that I need to pay a visit to.
I used to, Chief, but that big old plate of crap that my wife and I continue to do nonstop, we were like, you know what? Working 7 days a week sucks. And so we took that distillery part off our plate, and now we actually, we're like married. We go to places on the weekends. We just came back from
honeymoon
a wonderful
stage. It's that post empty nest honeymoon stage.
Oh, it was. It's. We just came back from Argentina and Antarctica last week.
Oh,
beautiful.
Cool. Yeah. So the distillery, we left on good terms. We didn't leave mad. It was just time for Ray and Angie to press on and start a different chapter of our life without that distillery, which was like I said, it's been a. Just 7 days a week is horrible.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, getting that thing started, I'm sure took a lot of time too. So
we did. We made a lot of hand sanitizer when the pandemic started. We met a lot of cool people, did a lot of cool things. We're America's smallest distillery. And I got to go to Scotland's smallest distillery and hang out with a guy named Russell Wallace for a day and learn about how way he makes whiskey. And so, it's, like I said, great opportunity.
That's super cool.
Yeah. Okay, I just want to remind everyone that this meeting is being recorded. So I just
Oh, Brian, are you trying to keep us on task?
Just a reminder.
Well, a point of clarification on that special meeting coming up, is that going to be in February?
Is that on here for agenda?
No, it's the one that I talked about.
Oh, okay. We'll need to get that scheduled. It might be towards the end of the month, this month, or we could, probably towards the end of January. What's the availability for everyone?
I'm going to be on my sabbatical for a little bit. And unavailable for 1 week of that time towards the end of this month, but available all of at least by phone by in February.
Okay, so you're available the last week of January?
I got some things planned right now. I don't have anything in concrete, but yeah, I'll be out of the state.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll send an email and get it scheduled.
Yeah. Copy. Well, I'm open.
Okay. Right now I'm open, but gosh, I hope I'm going to Mexico sometime soon. All right, good. You guys, always a pleasure. Do we need, or have we hit it all, Brian?
Yes. I think so. Is there a motion to adjourn?
There is.
And second.
And third.
Quick on that second there, Roy.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone. This meeting is being adjourned.
Take care,
everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so that special meeting is going to be either, it looks like it, you think it's going to be planned for the February?